The time for negotiations has passed. We demand to know what you want for Christmas. And if we are not given a full and complete list immediately, we will have no choice but to take it by force.
Tensions are on the rise as Christmas draws near. Hear why the nation's mothers are demanding to know what's on your Christmas list and what they're threatening to do if they do not receive it this instant. And later, is it safe to hang a stocking above your fireplace? Yeah, that's what I thought too. We'll see what the fire department has to say on the matter. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, this is The Topical. I'm Leslie Price, and if the insurance company thinks I'm paying a dime for this, Oh, back in a moment. Over here, boys. Stockings flared up again.
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered. But we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere, and no one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed. 19 Days. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
As the Yuletide season grows near, American families are reaching a breaking point. An emergency press conference was held today where the nation's moms formally demanded a Christmas list once and for all. I'm joined by OPR's Kelsey Davis with more on this ultimatum. Good morning, Kelsey.
Hi, Leslie.
Now, why are moms demanding a list? It feels too early.
Well, moms have a lot of people to buy for this year, Leslie, and they say it would make things easier on them if they had some gift suggestions, especially so they can get all of the shipping lined up while things are still on sale. Spokesmom Maureen Marshall was adamant on her stance today. Here she is earlier at a press conference.
It has been weeks, for some of us months, since we first asked you to start thinking about what you want for Christmas. Well, we have waited long enough, and now the millions of mothers across this country demand that you take action and text or email us 5 or 6 items and at least 1 or 2 ideas for a big gift that you would like to get this Christmas.
Okay, sure, but we still have like a week and a half before Christmas Day. What's making this issue so urgent?
Well, the millions of moms across the country say they would like to avoid another, quote, total fiasco like last year's Christmas.
Right.
Here's Maureen again.
First off, we do not want to be up all night on Christmas Eve wrapping presents we had to guess on, just to have you ask us for the gift receipts later. And given our current inability to go to stores and peruse the shelves, we need to order online ahead of time. So you have until this Friday. Do not fail us, because we must take advantage of a bunch of sales happening this weekend.
Yikes. Moms sound mad.
Oh, that's not mad. Mad is what they'll be if you don't get the list in by the end of the week. Now, moms know they're being a little harsh, but they really just want to get you something you actually want for Christmas, and they really don't have time for your bullshit.
Ooh.
I spoke with some individual moms to get more details on their demands. Here's what they had to say.
Look, if you don't tell us what you want, you're just going to get clothes. Oh, unless you want clothes. If you do, you're going to have to tell me your shirt, pant, and shoe sizes.
And don't just put cash on your list. We want you to have a present to unwrap on Christmas. Like something for your car or your kitchen. Something useful. Like maybe an Instapot?
I'm texting you a picture right now. You have to tell me if you want this purse. If you don't like it, I can give it to your brother's girlfriend. Oh, and let me know what you're getting your sister so we don't buy her the same thing. I need to know what to put in your stocking, so do you need underwear?
Okay. I'm sure everyone listening will try to get to it tonight. Now, did the moms happen to mention what they would like this Christmas?
Yes, Leslie, they did. The nation's moms declared they don't want anything special this year, and that just getting to spend time with their family for the holidays is all the present they need.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, and that they want you to be around on Christmas Eve for a family board game night.
Fuck!
The moms added that it's really not that much to ask.
Yeah, I guess. Thanks, Kelsey. That's OPR's Kelsey Davis. We'll be right back.
You may have heard of the podcast Juicy Scoop. Wondered what it is? Why aren't you listening? Well, I'm its host. Created it, been doing it for 7 years. I'm Heather McDonald of Juicy Scoop with Heather McDonald. Now, I could tell you why you should be listening to my show, but my listeners wanted to write the ad for me, and here are some of the things they said. Not your regular juicy podcast. Catch up on all the juicy topics from Hollywood and pop culture to true crime and beyond. Heather McDonald's Juicy Scoop always has great guests, great laughs, and great gossip. It's a comedian's take on the hottest headlines. Juicy Scoop is the pop culture news you want to hear. No BS, no filter, no filler. Raw, real, and in the moment. Throw in the hilarity of amazing comedians that you'll instantly be obsessed with, a juicy crime story, and a dash of normal life in LA moments, and you've got yourself an amazing week of Juicy Scoop. Two episodes every week, every Tuesday and Thursday. It will never let you down.
It's the most wonderful time for more news. Here's what else you need to know today, Frosty. Your mother might not know what to get you this year, but there is at least some good news to report, as the nation's fathers have announced today that they would like one small bag of drywall screws for Christmas this year. The nation's dads added that an inch and a quarter ought to work, and just one bag should be enough to get the job done. Fantastic, you can cross him off your list. And quite a fascinating find for the holiday season, as literary scholars today discovered a rare first draft of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, where all four ghosts show up at once and just beat the shit out of Scrooge. Good, that guy deserved it. I'll have to pick up a copy. And finally, you may be getting some clarity today as to your place in line for a COVID-19 vaccination, as the CDC has announced that everyone who will receive the vaccine has already been notified. So if you've received your notification, congratulations. And if not, well then, better luck next pandemic. And that's the topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed today's episode, you can like and subscribe to the topical wherever you get your podcast. And if you're still having trouble deciding what you want mommy to get you for Christmas, why not have her sign you up to become a member of the topical's Patreon? She already pays for everything else for you, so what the hell? Good luck explaining what it is to her. And don't forget to tune into tomorrow's episode of the topical for a special hero spotlight, where we'll talk with a local tow truck driver who finally got the big call to tow another tow truck. Wow, just a remarkable story, and you won't want to miss it. Tomorrow on The Topical.